95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour. And that means Josh from SR Prod is back in the house.
Yeah.
Gary Ormond Beach Rotary Club getting ready for a festival of beer.
Festival of beer and more. Yeah. Absolutely.
Tomorrow.
Festival of beverages.
Right. I mean, this has happened. This is on tomorrow. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, get them. You don't want this thing to sell out and be staring at everybody having fun and you're standing outside.
Well, if you go on Eventbrite, you can get them for $35.
Oh.
But if you show up at the door tomorrow, we're going to hit you for $40.
Boom.
There you go.
So, save your $5, right?
Be a planner.
Yeah.
Gary,
and that's if we don't sell out.
Ooh. That's a stern warning right there. But you got time. Head to Eventbrite and... Well, you got just a full day. You got music out there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We had music starting about 1. Going to go till we're done at 5.
Okay.
It's going to be the Click. I don't know if you heard them. They're awesome.
No.
Yeah.
Good.
So, okay. Really looking forward to that. We've moved the food trucks incorporated them into the row of the beer guys.
Okay.
So you don't even have to leave to get food.
Oh, nice.
It's all in the shade this year.
Yeah.
And we've expanded. We've got more beers and. For those that were here last year, I mean, it was wall-to-wall people.
Yeah.
So
that was good. Yeah. That was real good.
But
it was real good stuff.
Hopefully, we'll have a great turnout again this year. And, the weather's looking like it's going to cooperate.
If not, we
got that pavilion, so don't worry about it.
You have no excuse. We'll be all right. Yeah. You want to wear a poncho, fine, but show up anyway. All right. Oh, there's a new beer. Let's get right to it. I don't want to hold you up, John.
Oh, my gosh.
Dig in. What is that?
So I got Sierra Nevada Seasonal with me today.
Oh, okay.
Summer Break.
Mm, okay.
So this is their Session IPA.
All right.
Nice.
So this one, we're clocking back on the ABV a little bit at 4.6, right. But I figured a little bit of a punchier flavor kind of goes in line with the direction we're going today.
A lot of hot profile.
Like I said, just wanted a variety to show you of what we're going to have tomorrow.
Mm. That one poked
Man.
That hit Steve's button right there.
I love that. I love that taste.
Mm. Mm. As you know, Steve and I may be the greatest purveyors of Sierra Nevada consumption in Volusia County.
Yeah.
And so as ambassadors.
Oh, that's fair. I'll take
basically,
that.
Basically, we support this beverage. This is one of the many that you'll be able to try tomorrow. You said like 100 probably different beverages.
Yeah, about 100 different beverages to try out.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
It's very good.
It's exciting. And the cool thing about beer festivals, I have people do this all the time when I'm pouring beer, is they'll come up and they'll grab it. Or they're afraid to try something.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of these festivals.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be offended if you don't like it.
Yeah.
Right. Pour it out and grab something else. Try everything.
You want to try it so that when you go to the store, you'll be like, you know what? That was good. Let me get a six of that.
Exactly.
You know what? That wasn't too bad either. I'll pick up another one of those.
You are not going to offend anybody if you don't care for the product. Just walk. If you're afraid that they'll see you didn't like it, walk away, dump it out somewhere else.
Yep.
You know?
Right.
It's a great thing.
There's plenty of trash cans.
With Steve and I'll be there. Just go over by Steve, dump it near his feet, and go, Steve, just spit that out.
Hey, wait a minute, man.
He said gross.
If there's 100 beverages to try, there's something you're going to like in there.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So give it a shot.
Yep. And it becomes it's good trouble when you find a lot of things that you like. You're like, what am I going to buy when I go to the store next time? Or go to srprod.com/beerfinder. Hello. Right?
There you go.
You can find all these beers there. Okay, that's a great one. There's only one left. What is that?
So, this one is our friends over there at Dragon's Milk.
Josh is going to his pocket for this one.
Uh-oh. Here's the problem is I forgot my bottle.
I got to. Hold on.
I gave it to somebody the other day.
Ninja. Look at Steve just ninja'd it.
Look at that.
Straight up from Scotland, too, bro.
Whoa.
That's across.
I literally had to give it my keychain.
Gary also was ready with the bottle. I was the only one that didn't brandish. It was like a gunfight in this place. Wow. All right. What do you got?
Dragon's Milk. They have a new product out called Solora.
What is that?
So it's 10%. Usually we know Dragon's Milk for their bourbon barrel aged stout at 11%.
Okay.
And then their kind of reserves that kind of punch up from there up to 13, 14% some days. This one is fooder aged, essentially a large barrel.
I'm getting caramel. I'm getting a whole face full of caramel.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Wow. All right. I'm going to drink it now.
So you nailed it, though. So the flavor profiles you're going to get in this are a little bit of caramel, some toffee, a little bit of fig.
Fig?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Search it. Now that I've told you that, I guarantee you'll find it.
Yeah.
That's a great thing about these flavor profiles is sometimes they're a little bit more difficult to find, but once you hear them, it's like, that's what that is.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's exceptional.
Let me taste that fig.
Not boozy, you know? Even at that ABV, it doesn't have that heat.
Oh, the caramel and toffee come through real.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you found it.
Right. I want to go buy a pack of Rolos right now.
Exactly.
And then drop them in
and plant a fig tree?
Right. Well, maybe that too. You want to?
Sure.
So if you ever get the opportunity, check out they call it a fooder. which is a massive barrel where they barrel age this stuff. Instead of smaller barrels, you see like a bourbon barrel. Okay. This is a huge open air barrel that they allow to wild fermentation to happen. So that any yeast that's floating around in the air, stuff like that, getting there, and that's what the results of these beers are.
Okay.
Old school style doing things, but very cool. Just look it up and take a look at how big these barrels are. It's pretty interesting.
It is pretty hard. It's hard to imagine, too, that you just get one. Hey, whatever goes. Yep. Let's go going in.
This is one of those beers that makes you feel warm inside.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yep. Like hugging a puppy.
Yep.
The official beer of hugging a puppy. That's going to be there tomorrow, too?
That'll be there.
But probably limited. You're going to have to get there.
So.
Yeah.
You would think so. Really? However, they are available in Publix now.
Oh!
4-packs are available in Publix. Pretty much every single Publix within the area.
Really?
Volusia County and Flagler County. So go out there, grab it, give it a shot, try it tomorrow.
Right.
And then go grab it.
You're like, where's Publix? srparrot.com/beerfinder.
There you go.
You can go right there and find it. Gary, this is this would be great with just like any average beers, but now we got exceptional beers that people can come and try tomorrow.
Amazing.
Eventbrite has your tickets, right?
Yep.
What's that savings again?
$5.
I mean, you're saving
$35 in advance.
Right.
$40 if you show up at the door.
Think about that. You just say, Gary, he's trying to save you $5.
Exactly.
There's going to be a time in your life where you're like, oh man, if I had $5, well, you could have listened to Gary and been smarter.
Yep.
Or even just make sure you get your tickets just in case we hit our maximum, because unfortunately they only let us have so many people in the
That's thing. Happened right. at a few of these beer festivals.
Yep, huh? As of late. So he's not kidding around. These have been selling out lately. So make sure you're grabbing this stuff in advance or like Riggs was saying, you're going to just watch us have fun.
Yeah,
you right. that.
Plus,
I'll wave.
Plus, the Rotary Club of Ormond Beach is feeding you. They got the food truck set up in there. You don't have to like wander away. You're all right there. Can they have live music happening on that big stage at Destination Daytona? Come on. Let's all meet up tomorrow. Let's do this. Yep. Steve will be there.
Yeah.
And there's no charge to come in.
What?
Unless you want to do the tastings.
Fair enough.
So, and we do have lots of good SR Perot beer for sale.
Yes.
So for those that don't, want to do the whole thing, we've got beer, we've got wine. So we'll take care of those people.
Your designated drivers.
It's a big party.
Yeah.
Some of these other events charge for designated drivers and stuff like that. So they're welcome to come in and hang out.
And as you mentioned, the Rotary Club is doing it, that you're drinking for charity, right? This is the important part.
Yep. All the money goes to our various charities. The biggest one are our scholarships.
Yeah.
We give a lot of money away to kids going to college.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
And I'm just saying, like, if I had been a kid going to college and I knew what kind of great beers were awaiting me in college, I would have been. So it's a great way for your parents to learn and teach that.
That's why you were close to Terrapin.
That's right. I was very, very close to Terrapin. All right. Well, it's the Ormond Beach Beer Festival.
Yep.
Destination Daytona tomorrow. SR Perot. It's a Perot-a-palooza.
Exactly. Right? Yep.
And thanks, Gary. Well, you'll see Gary out there on the grounds, by the way. He probably won't have a beer in his hand because you're working, right?
I'll have a beer.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, I have an empty beer, but cheers anyway, man.
Cheers.
Cheers.